It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, last time on It's a Good Life, we left off in Ruth chapter 2, and we had read verse 7, how that Ruth had asked permission to glean in the field that belonged to Boaz. And of course, at that point and that time, she wasn't really aware of what was going on. She just knew that she had to eat, and she was taking care of her mother-in-law, Naomi. Well, we pick up in Ruth chapter 2 here, and Ruth is going into the field, and she's harvesting, and Boaz comes to her. And in verses 8 and 9, it says, Then said Boaz unto Ruth, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go into the vessels, or unto the vessels, and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Well, I see here special favor, and it's clear that Ruth is the subject of verse 8, because it says, Then said Boaz unto Ruth. Well, that's pretty plain, isn't it? It says, Hearest thou not, my daughter? Well, he's looking to Ruth, and he's speaking to her. It's also clear that Boaz has taken a special interest in Ruth. He said, Go not glean in another field, neither go from hence. And you see, I also see that Boaz had decided to keep Ruth close, very close. He said, Abide here fast by my maidens. Boaz tells Ruth to look on the field and do what the other maidens are doing, reap. And of course, this is in verse 9. And I made mention on our last lesson, our last study, that I believe that you've heard the saying, love at first sight. I believe that when Boaz saw Ruth, he loved her without even knowing who she was. Now, you know, that's something that God placed within him, I'm sure, in his heart. Well, John chapter 4 and verse 35, the Bible says, Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. When Luke chapter 10 and verse 2, it says, Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Well, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior today, this is the day of harvest. Today is the time that we need to be busy. And when I say it's the day of harvest, we don't know how long we have on this earth as human beings to do the harvest. We're born today, and the Bible says your life is even as a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Well, that not only goes for the unsaved people of the world, and that's for the saved person as well. We have a short time on this earth. And even if we would live to be 150 years old, well, that is a short time compared to eternity. Well, as we think of that, we need to be busy because the harvest is here. Jesus, I believe, is ready to step out and say, Come up hither and receive his church. Receive those of us who have trusted him as Savior during this time. And the Bible says we've been grafted in. We know Jesus Christ because he had grace toward us. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary, that you and I could be saved. Well, so you and I, as saved people, we need to be busy. And we need to tell others about Jesus Christ and how they too can go to heaven one day. Well, Ruth had done nothing to earn the privileges Boaz bestowed upon her. And he said, When thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Well, once again, in the book of John, chapter 4, verses 13 through 15, it says, Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. It goes on to say in the next verse, verse 15, the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And in John chapter 6 and verse 35, Jesus answered and said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus Christ is all in all. He offers the living water. He offers the bread of life. It's Him. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. He is the giver of eternal life. And all of those who will trust Him as Savior will never perish. We have eternal life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, as we look on in our chapter here, in chapter 2 of Ruth, I see that Ruth humbles herself in the presence of grace. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 10 says, Then she fell on her face. And this is, of course, after Boaz had said, Stay here, glean, get what you need. And it goes on to say, She fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? There's a wonderment here. And it's a wonder to see how that God could have so much grace, and He loves us so much. Just as we think of Ruth here saying, Why have you had so much grace toward me? In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12, it says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 goes on to say, Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. We are fellow citizens with all the saints of all ages. We know Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we were once aliens from the commonwealth. In other words, we were once aliens from God, from Jesus Christ. But once we trusted Him, we became fellow citizens of the saints in glory, and all the saints that will be born hereafter, those people who trust Jesus Christ as Savior, and it's all by the grace of God. Well, the Bible goes on to say in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 35, and it says, you gave me meat, drink, and you took me in. Well, this is what happened with Boaz. Boaz was exhibiting to Ruth what Christ would later say in the Gospels about good servants. He said, For I was anhungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. Well, this is, in essence, is what we say. We should be saying this. Lord, thank you for giving me life. Thank you for giving me what I need. And what I need is found in the book. And that is the Bible. That is the bread today. And as we read, we get our nourishment from the Word of God. Well, as we look now on in verses 11 and 12, I see that kindness pays off. This is Ruth chapter 2 now, verses 11 and 12. It says, Boaz answered and said unto her, It hath fully been showed me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband. Well, remember, Ruth came back with Naomi, and she was very good to Naomi. She stood by her, and no doubt she comforted her in the loss of her husband and her two sons. Well, the verse goes on to say, And how thou hast left thy father and thy mother, and the land of thy nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knewest not heretofore. The Lord recompense thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings thou art come to trust. Well, Ruth was saved. She had trusted the Lord to save her. She had followed Naomi. She followed a godly saint who knew God, who knew about heaven, and she too had come to that saving knowledge of knowing she would one day be in heaven. And now Boaz said, Because of this, I'm going to allow you to have full privilege here in this field. Well, Ruth's faithfulness had not gone unnoticed, according to verse 12. Boaz asked God's blessings for Ruth in verse 12. Do you know that your faithfulness to God, just as Ruth's, will be, it won't go unnoticed? Luke chapter 11, verse 33 says, No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. And we read in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Stay true to the Lord. Stay humble. Ruth was humble. She was a humble servant, and we need to be humble servants of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, verse 13 of Ruth chapter 2 goes on to say, Well, then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord. And of course, she already had and found favor. And it goes on to say in that verse, For that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. Well, I see here that Ruth is requesting favor. Favor requested. Ruth did not take comfort for granted, according to verse 13. Ruth requested favor in Boaz's sight, although she had already been comforted. It says, then she said, Let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me. Well, Ruth was a humble person. How can a person be humble before God and hold the truth of being bold at the same time? Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16 talks about that. It says, Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I want you to notice Ruth chapter 2 and verse 13. It says, Thou hast spoken friendly. Ruth said this. She said, Unto thine handmaiden, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaidens. See, although she was not one of Boaz's handmaidens, she had been treated as good as one of Boaz's handmaidens, and she had made her request known to Boaz humbly. When we bring our petitions to the Lord, when we go to Him and ask Him for something, we need to approach the throne of grace humbly, as Ruth did with Boaz. But she made her request humbly, but it was also bold, not in an arrogant way, but respectfully so. And so we too are to approach our Heavenly Father with a humble boldness. Once again, it says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16, Let us therefore come boldly. And then in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, if we back up in that chapter of Hebrews, it says, Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. How can we come boldly to God? It's all because we have found favor with God in His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus has made it possible for us to enter the gates of God to the throne of glory because He is our great high priest. It's all about Christ. When we realize it's all of God, then and only then can we approach God both humbly and boldly. Do you know Him today as your Savior? Why not trust Him? Ask Him to come into your heart. Ask Jesus to save you today. And one day I'll see you in heaven. Mean it in your heart when you ask Him to save you. You're receiving Him as God. You're receiving Him as Savior. One day to see Him in heaven.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.